Good morning and welcome to worship, and trust that you have come ready to receive, because the Lord is here and he's ready to give out. So if you don't receive anything, don't blame him, it's down to you. But before we get into our worship, can I just say that we will, weather looks very fine, have an open air if we have sufficient band, but we will try and play some carols there on the triangle. Can I just tell you about gifts of joy? We've heard a lot about it over the last few weeks. Now, volunteers are needed and required from Monday to Wednesday, but definitely tomorrow from 9:30 onwards, when we have to move the gifts from one room to another and set up the system. Now, there's many jobs that can be done by you. If you want a sitting down job, we can give you a sitting down job. If you want a tea and coffee maker's job, we can give you a tea and coffee maker's job. But the most of the work will be going round, picking out the presents and putting them in the person's bag. So it's not going to be strenuous work. So please, if you can, if you like to have a word with Gemma, and from 9:30, but if you can't make it at 9:30, any time during the next few hours, please, will be appreciated. There's still some lists on the back of the hall that need volunteers. There's a list for the Christmas Day volunteers. There's still a lot of rooms that need cleaning before Christmas, and so there's a list for that. And also a list for Sunday the 26th to see whether we have a meeting or not, or how it's going to work out. So have a look at those lists, please, as you leave the hall this morning. Next Sunday evening at 5:30 will be our core carol service. I understand all tickets now have been given out, but it will be streamed, so if you haven't got a ticket, then you can stay at home with your tea and coffee and the dog and watch it on the television. So this, no need for you to miss it. And just a reminder that on the 2nd of January, there will be using song books, yes? We'll be using song books, and if you have a particular song that means something to you, then if you can let the majors know for that particular Sunday morning, they will appreciate it. Thank you very much indeed for listening.
Third Sunday in Advent. Uncontainable, irrepressible, bubbling up in an explosion of energy.
It cannot be paid for, but is a priceless treasure.
What the weary long for, what our children often embody, what makes the divine smile joy.
As we hope for your arrival, as we pray for peace in your living, as we wait and watch and wonder how you might reveal yourself to us, God, give us joy in your advent.
Joy is not a commodity that can be bought or sold, but lives deep in the human spirit. Help us to hear the truth and believe it. Let us let go of what our consumer culture says will bring us happiness, money, success, a scramble to the top that leaves us flat. If we have robbed others of what they need in our clamour and quest for more than our fair share, forgive us. Help us hear the call of John the Baptist to turn around and begin again. God of love, we are made in joy. May we live that way. We light a candle for joy. May it light the way.
On this third Sunday in Advent, when we celebrate the joy that comes through the coming of the Christ child. If you're using your songbook, it's 351. The words commence, "All praise to you, O King Divine, that didst yield to the glory that of rights was thine, that in our darkened hearts thy grace might shine." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stand together and we sing together the first three verses, please. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
thank you for a good sing for our first song. Let me invite you, please, to be seated. Our song reminds us all, praise to thee, O King Divine. Thou camest to us in loneliness of thought, the second verse reminds us. And then we're saying to God, let this mind be in us which was in thee, who was the servant, that we might be free. Verse 4 reminds us that it's God's eternal purpose that we seek to fulfill today. And the final verse, let every tongue confess with one accord. We come together this morning from many different experiences this last week, with many different feelings and emotions, how we feel both physically and emotionally, mentally and spiritually. And God knows all about where you've been, where you are, how you're feeling. And his desire is to come and to minister to you and me wherever we are today. Let's sing another song. The band's going to help us. Lord, I come before your throne of grace. I find rest in your presence and fullness of joy. In worship and wonder, I behold your face. Singing, what a faithful God have I. Is your God faithful? I pray you find that to be true. Let's sing together, please. Amen. What a faithful God we have. Faithful in every way. And as we move into a time of prayer this morning, I want us to turn together to another song, 383 in the songbook, if you're using your songbook. Lord, I come before your throne of grace. What's it going to require for you and I to move from where we are to the very throne room of God, to the mercy seat of our hearts, and to bring our worship and to hear the voice of our loving God speaking into your life and into my life, helping you with the situations and challenges that you face, and vice versa for myself. Nearly 7 billion people on planet Earth today, and yet if we all prayed at the same time, God would be able to hear us and understand us and distinguish your voice from my voice and meet our need this morning. Meekness and majesty, manhood and deity, in perfect harmony, the man who is God, Lord of eternity, dwells in humanity, kneels in humility, and washes our feet. Let's sing together this lovely song of prayer, and then we'll leave the meeting open, please, for someone to lead us in prayer this morning. Thank you. Amen. Let there be prayer this morning. Amen. And Father God, I pray you will bless us all this morning. Those of us who've been able to gather, and those of our church family who are not here, but Lord, are very close to us in our hearts and in our prayers on a regular basis. We pray that you will minister to them in humility, that your gentle love will meet their every need through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Amen. Amen. Scripture reading together this morning is taken from Matthew's Gospel, and the second chapter, and I'm reading the first 12 verses. So Matthew's Gospel, chapter 2, commences with these words. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi came from the east to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophets has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means the least amongst the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped. Then they opened their treasures and presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their own country by another route. Amen. May God bless his word to us. I was privileged to be here on Friday for the ministry of the band and songsters as we shared with our friends from Trimley. And we're going to be ministered just now as we invite the songsters to come and make their contribution to our worship this morning. Thank you.
Please don't be seen when you wear.
Now, shall we say thank you to the songsters, songs leader, for your contribution this morning. Gift of God. I wonder how you're feeling about the passing of the time. Oh, we've got a little store at home hanging up, and I believe how many days?
13
days to go. 13 more sleeps until Christmas. I wonder how you feel about it. It's been interesting this week. At Friends Together, we heard the story about the three wise men, children dressed up, doing the nativity play, and gold was presented by one wise man, and myrrh, and then the third little lad said, and Frank sent this. And then on Friday, we had that lovely reading by our friend from Trimley, who said, Wayne in the manger. I know the story of a nativity play where the innkeeper was so incensed that he hadn't been given the role of Joseph. And so when it came to his acting part and they knocked on the door and said, is there any room in the inn? He swung the door open and said, oh, of course there's plenty of room. We'll make space. And the teacher stopped and said, what are you doing that for? Well, at home, anybody turns up, mum will find them a place somewhere to lie their head. You know, we need to make space for Jesus. Sometimes we allow other things to push and to crowd him out. I don't know what you're looking forward most to at Christmas. Whether it will be a nicely wrapped box like this. I have to tell you, I received one gift from my mother-in-law, who is now in heaven, that I never used other than as an illustration. And in moving around, I've lost it. It was called a Lennox tartan tie. It was hideous. I wouldn't be seen dead wearing it. But it came out every year as an illustration of a gift that you receive and you say thank you for, and you put it in the drawer. And its only use was to be used as an illustration to say, what do we do with our gifts? We might say all the nice things, thank you very much, receive it with grace, and then we put it in the bottom drawer. How many of us have received Jesus as the gift of our salvation? But how many of us are putting him in the bottom drawer and only pulling him out on a Sunday morning if we've got time to do so? Gifts are expressions of love. But the gift of Jesus is not just an expression of love, but this gift from God is the most important gift that you and I can ever receive. It's the gift that allows us access to his presence anytime, anywhere. And without Jesus, we are alienated from him. Strangers to God, unable to sense his presence or have access to him. But because of the gift of Jesus, because we receive that gift of love and forgiveness and grace, each of us are transformed from the inside out. Our fear and doubt and sorrow is transformed into joy and happiness and praise. And this is where I muck the whole system up, Jackie. I do apologise. I'd like us to sing together. Give me joy in my heart. Keep me praising. I have another song, We Three Kings, that we're going to sing a little later on in the service. But give me joy in my heart. Keep me praising. Give me joy in my heart, I pray. Give me joy in my heart. Keep me praising. Keep me praising till the break of day. Let's Let's sing this song straight through. Then as we sing the last verse, I'm going to invite our young friends who are going to go out to Sunday school to come to the front here, and we're going to pray over them this morning. Thank you.
Today, so we've got Matthew, wonderful, in your Christmas jumper, I love, and your Christmas t-shirt as well, okay, and we've got Izzy here today, yeah, hello, are you all right? You've got your Christmas jumper on too, okay, we've got Felicity, oh, you've got your beautiful rings on, haven't you? You showed me your beautiful rings. You've got a Christmas, yes, I can see a Christmas, oh, isn't that beautiful? And we've got Emily. Yes, Emily with Minnie there. Okay, and Isla, a little sparkle. Is that what you are? Bring a little bit of sparkle. Yes, and Hudson, I haven't forgotten you. No, I haven't forgotten you. Yeah, this is Hudson. Yes, we all know who Hudson is. All right. Well, you're going to have a super time out at Sunday school today. So we're just going to share a prayer with you. You know, one of the things Major's already said, that we've got a thing counting down how many sleeps to Christmas. The only thing is, I don't get a chocolate every day. It's just a number that counts down. Have you got chocolate each day? Yes. Yes, I'm getting chocolates. And sweet. Oh, my. I'm missing out, aren't I? Oh, you've got a Lego. What, you don't eat Lego? No, but yeah. Cousin? You've got a Paw Patrol calendar. Oh, so exciting. Well, you're going to have an exciting time out at Sunday school this morning. Okay, right. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for these children. We want to thank you for the gift that they are to hear as a fellowship. And I thank you, Lord, that you have them covered with your almighty hand. And we just pray now as they go out to Sunday school that you will indeed go with them. And as they learn more about you, we thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. I think Hudson's already going. He's so eager. There we are. Let's send them on our way. My husband asked me to share this reading with you this morning. It's entitled Previously Unpublished Abstracts from the Diary of the Third Wise Man. Here we go again. Just when everyone else is going to bed, we have to get up. Then as soon as that wretched star appears, off we go. Mile after mile of sand and desert, and only camels to look at. Whoever said the camel's hump is an ugly lump knew what he was talking about. And why are we making this journey? To see a baby who will probably be sick all over my robes? Why we had to dress up like this, I don't know. They told me we're going to see a king, but no one around here has even heard of him. Now they've told me that even when we found this baby, we can't sleep. But we have to play Father Christmas, whoever he is. And what presents are we bringing for this baby? Rattles, cuddly toys, packets of user-friendly recycled disposable nappies? No, not us. That's right, you've guessed it. Frankincense, gold and myrrh. I ask you, what on earth is a tiny baby supposed to do with stuff like that? Answers on a postcard to the major. And guess who had to wrap them? Good old Balthazar. And the trouble I had. Well, have you ever tried to wrap a jar of frankincense? They did try to tell me that I had to climb on the roof and deliver the presents down the chimney, whatever a chimney is. Anyway, I wasn't falling for that one. It would be easier to get a camel through the eye of a needle. Oh, now there's an idea. So here we are, on our camels, in the middle of the night, in the middle of the desert, following a star to who knows where, and I hate camels. Can you believe this? Now they tell us that the star has stopped. And where? Where has it stopped? Over a dirty old stable. Behind an inn. A stable! If there wasn't room for him in the inn, where are we supposed to sleep? I knew it was a mistake to come on this journey. Now, why have we stopped? As if we didn't have enough problems, some shepherds are running towards us, trying to tell us that they've seen hundreds of angels flapping about and singing Christmas carols. If you believe that, you really will believe anything. But you know, it's strange. But I think there is something here. There's a kind of stillness in the air. A feeling of peace. I don't know what it is, but something is going on in that stable over there. Even the animals are quiet. I never thought I would be doing this, but here I am. It feels so right and so good to be kneeling down and worshipping him. Looking at him, I can see much pain and suffering. But through it all, there shines love and peace and hope for the future of mankind. Kneeling here by this tiny baby, I know my journey is over, for I am in the presence of the Son of God.
It's a journey we all want to make on a regular basis into the presence of God through his Son. We're going to sing the carol, "We Three Kings of Orient Are, Bearing Gifts We Travel So Far." I don't know where you are on your journey, how far you have to journey to reach your destination. But the Lord wants to travel with you. So let's sing together, shall we? The first three verses of this song. Thank you. I wonder if we could outline this next verse together, please. Myrrh is mine, its bitter perfume breathes the life of gathering gloom, sorrowing, sighing, bleeding, dying, sealed in a cold stone tomb. Let's sing the last verse, and then Carolyn Rutherford is going to come and share with us this morning. Thank you. The last verse.
So I'm coming to speak to you about a petition I've launched. And in a week when we're talking about and thinking about joy, it doesn't really feel like maybe the right week to talk about it. But also in Advent, we talk about hope. And so that's why I want to speak to you about this petition. I've launched a petition on the Parliament website to increase safety measures on the Orwell Bridge to prevent as many deaths from suicide from it. And what I'm asking is for you to go and find it and sign your name and support it. We need to get to 10,000 signatures for it to then get presented to Parliament. And I've spoken with an MP and he has agreed to present it to them. And I just wanted to share with you a couple of figures. So in 2017... it's really hard to find actual stats about the numbers of people that die by suicide from the bridge, but in 2017, there were 85 call-outs to the police about an incident on the bridge. In 2018, that went to 86, and in 2019, 110. 2020, there were 163 call-outs to the bridge. And this year, up to the end of October, there had been 188. And that just, one day this summer, it just moved me. I was driving across the bridge, and I just felt that I had to try and do something about it. So I've put myself out there, I've put this petition together, I've spoken to an MP, and if you can sign it and you can share it, that would be fantastic. You just, if you're friends with me on Facebook, you can find it there. I'm hoping that we can post it on the church group. But also you can just Google Parliament, Government Parliament Petition, and then search Orwell Bridge. Thank you for listening.
Thank you very much for sharing. It's an important subject. That anybody would get to that point in their lives where they would contemplate ending their life must mean that they're in a real difficult situation. We don't talk about committing suicide now. We talk about completing suicide because committing talks about it being a crime, whereas actually it's a desperate place to be in and people need support and love and help to be able to address whatever the need is. That's why we celebrate Christmas. God could see the desperate situation in which our world lay. Dark, hopeless, where everybody was looking out for themselves. And as we think about the wise men, we don't know how many there were. We assume there are three because there are three gifts. I read with interest that if it had been three wise women, they would have asked for directions, arrived on time, helped deliver the baby, cleaned the stable, and made a casserole. Whether or not, I don't know. But these wise men travelled a distance. They come from Arabia, or further afield. While we put together the story of the Nativity, we need to recognise that actually the Nativity isn't exactly how it happened. There's the announcement of the birth of Jesus to the shepherds, to those who are on the outside of society, but whom we need because they provide the sheep that are offered in the sacrifices at the temple. But we look down upon them because they cannot be in worship every week, because those sheep need to be looked after 7 days a week, 52 weeks of the year, which means we cannot observe the rituals of the Jewish faith. But we're needed. Needed so much that God identifies himself as the shepherd of Israel, the good shepherd, the one who calls his sheep by name, and when he calls them, they follow him because they recognize his voice. Do you and I recognize the voice of God when he speaks to us? Are we so intimate with him that when we hear him, we come rushing into his presence, seeking to know him? You see, these wise men, they saw a sign, and they made arrangements to travel. Apparently, it could have been anywhere up to a year that they travelled from their hometowns or cities. And maybe they met up on the journey. They were travelling in a certain direction, looking for a king of the Jews, we're told. They were determined. It wasn't like just jumping on the A14 and travelling up the A14 all the way to Peterborough, which is just about 100 miles away. It was not that easy, not that safe. It took determination, planning. The decision was made where to go. Followed the star. And for me, as I read this story, I think they get to a point on their journey where they're approaching Jerusalem, where rather than being led by faith, they change and they jump to a conclusion. Where are you going to find a prince? Well, it's got to be the capital city, hasn't it? So let's go into Jerusalem. Let's begin to ask, where's he born king of the Jews? And when we read the account, we discover that Herod gets a bit upset, shall we say it, to be the least. You see, he's a bit insecure. He's frightened in case somebody's going to take his throne, his place. And so he calls together the religious leaders, the wise men of his town and city, and asks them, where's the Messiah to be born? Now listen, that's what gets me. He asks, where's God's chosen to be born? The God of the Jewish people, who had led them through the wilderness, who had established them as a nation, who promised them a deliverer, who would lead them. Here's Herod saying, I'm having none of this. God's not going to tell me it's time to give up the throne. In fact, I'll get members of my army to actually slay every child under the age of 2 in Bethlehem. See, having heard what his priest said, he calls the wise men together and secretly says to them, you need to go to Bethlehem And as you go, make careful search. And once you've found the babe, come back and tell me so that I too might go and worship. Worship was not on his mind. War and destruction was on in his heart. How dare Christ seek to replace me on the throne? Is Christ the King on the throne of your heart this morning? Or is it yourself, your family, your job, other priorities and dreams that you have that takes first place and anything and everything else comes second, third and fourth? And maybe God gets tucked in at the end. And you wonder why your faith is weak. And you get nothing out of worshipping the living God because you're giving nothing. He's not number one. You don't see that you're here to bring glory to him. But these wise men, they go to Bethlehem and make careful search. They follow the star rather than their own conclusions. And the word tells us that the star stopped over the house, not the stable. As I say, we could be 2 years beyond the birth of Jesus. Jesus could be a toddler. And the wise men get off their camels. Now, if they are men of influence, then it's not just going to be three camels, it's going to be their entourage as well. Because anybody with influence and power needs to have things planned for them. And they come to the house. And there they see Mary and the child. And this is where they give the gifts. Gold. Frankincense. And myrrh. Gold. Because of his royalty. Frankincense. Because of his influence. And myrrh. Because of his sacrifice. See, they didn't just give those three gifts. They also give the gift of worship. Anyone who's going to be wise, not in the eyes of the world, but recognizing that you and I are in the presence of God, will recognize that it's not just the material things that we give, but it's our worship, our love, our devotion, and being warned by an angel. They didn't go back to Herod, but they departed another way. They went away, I believe, changed, transformed. Because of that encounter, discovering that the gift of God in the form of a little child would lead to change and transformation, not just in a nation, but in the world system. That men and women of low esteem would be given value and a place of influence. An influence that still affects the world in which we live. We live in a country where it is regularly reported that Christianity's influence upon our society is weakening. But can I say to you, there are more Christians today than there's ever been. The Christian faith is thriving and growing around the world. Within 50 years, the majority of Christians will be Chinese, not European. And while the Chinese authorities try to stamp out the church is growing rapidly because of its persecution. The faith is being shared and people are being transformed. On this third Sunday in Advent, when we look for hope, let's look to Jesus, who's the hope of the world. On Friday, a lovely arrangement of this next carol was played. This is my favourite carol. It's, "Who is he in yonder stall? At his feet the shepherds fall. 'Tis the Lord, the King of glory." Love this song. It tells the story of the life of the Christ child. And as we sing it together, friends, simply want you just to sit at the feet of the Christ child and ask yourself the questions that are asked and answer them honestly for yourself. If it's helpful to come and use this place of prayer, then you're invited to do so as we sing this song straight through. Thank you. Thank you for singing. Let's share prayer together, shall we? Simple question. Who is he in yonder stall? At his feet the shepherds fall. Will you and I join the shepherds and kneel before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Will we allow him to minister to us as individuals? God knows your need, your pain, your sorrow, your joys and your hopes. And he wants to journey with you in the days that lie ahead. I pray for the one who kneels before the Lord this morning, as we all do. I wonder, dear friends, if there would someone who would kindly pray for our sister and for ourselves this morning. Amen. God's Holy Spirit continues to work and to minister here in this place, but wherever you go today and this week, God's love surrounds you. May he meet your every need in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Amen. Amen. We're going to conclude this morning by singing together, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus, born to set thy people free. From our fears and sins release us. Let us find our rest in thee. Let's stand together and we'll sing the song straight through, please. Thank you. I know we haven't mentioned it, but thank you for any gifts that you have bought for our Christmas toy appeal. I pray that you'll pray for this week, the next few weeks, as all preparation goes for the toy appeal and also Christmas Day. And now, Father God, we thank you that you've revealed your love to us today. We invite you to send us out from here in the power of your Holy Spirit. Fan into flame the gifts that you've given us. Come, reveal your grace and your truth to us each day. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Good morning.